Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
With Pioneer Days looming, let's explore a bit of our local heritage. Following several days of cold and snowy weather in early May, my friend and USU graduate student Ian Keller and I approached the Mormon Handcart Outpost near Evanston, Wyoming, on Desert Land and Livestock Company land. We braved the elements to deliver a seminar to 8 missionary couples on Mormon pioneer use of wild plants as they struggled towards the promised land of Salt Lake Valley. Ian's graduate work encompasses this topic. Some of what follows is from his good work, combined with others later mentioned. And we must not overlook the origins of this knowledge, which came from the native peoples, acquired through thousands of years of trial and error. I must add that following our seminar, we feasted on a variety of sumptuous foods the missionaries had prepared from pioneer recipes. I'll begin with the remarkable plant, Big Sagebrush, or Artemisia tridentata, which was their constant companion for much of the journey. Medicinal uses included treatment for headache, diarrhea, sore throat, vomiting, and even bullet wounds. Tea made from the leaves was used for hair tonic and poultice for bee stings. Brigham Young advised gathering and drying it for winter medicinal purposes. From a pioneer journal, we washed our hair in sage tea. Sage tea is good to cure night sweats. And from Phil Robinson, 1883, someday perhaps a fortune will be made of it, but at present its cheap value seems to be as a moral discipline to the settler and as cover for the sage hen. Another plant that rarely gets its due, the common dandelion. For dandelion salad, gather the tender young plants of the dandelion, wash and cut up into a salad. Serve with dressing, oil, or just salt and pepper. And that's Eileen Kingsbury. Camas bulbs, for which Camas Utah was named, were also used for food. The bulbs were eaten, or a crude molasses was made from the boiling the bulbs. Unfortunately, if too many of the bulbs were consumed, they could cause severe illness. The bulbs also grow in proximity with death camas, so this particular plant involves certain risks to the user. The pioneers also used greasewood, sprouts, and other plants to supplement their meager diet. Gooseberries, strawberries, raspberries, and currants grew in the mountains and were highly prized. Choke cherries were favorites for preserves and jellies. Additional excellent resources on this topic: a recent book by Brock Cheney, Plain But Wholesome, Foodways of Mormon Pioneers. This is a delightful book with many pioneer plant stories and recipes, as is Dr. Wesley P. Larson's Field Folio of Indian and Pioneer Medicinal Plants. Perhaps your Pioneer Days activities will include preparing a recipe from one of these sources to garnish your picnic. And please include the plants which garnished our pioneers with flavor, if not survival, during their epic trek. This has been Jack Green reading from Wild About Utah.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.